with Montana News, I'm Cassidy Alexander. Lewis and Clark County Sheriff Leo Dutton said today that people in 27 of the 77 homes in the Flesher Acre subdivision east of Lincoln have complied with the evacuation orders issued about 24 hours ago. He says residents of 17 homes decided to stay and nobody answered at 33 homes. Flesher Acres is being threatened by the Horsefly Fire, reported yesterday afternoon and now estimated at 500 acres. There's a public meeting about the Horsefly Fire tonight at 6 p.m. at the Canyon Creek Volunteer Fire Department. For more Montana news, visit our award-winning website at mtpr.org. Boaters on Flathead Lake might see a strange sight this week. Small submarines surfacing at various locations. The subs are diving in an effort to help researchers at the Flathead Biological Station reach unexplored depths. Aaron Bolton has the story.
You want me to go down? Okay. All right, we're gonna dive.
Hank Pronk is the pilot of the Necton Gamma, a small two-man submarine that will be one of two subs aiding in Flathead Lake Biostation's research efforts this week. On Tuesday, Pronk gave several people a quick ride around Yellow Bay.
So we're 14 feet from the bottom right now.
As we go down, the water becomes murky, and after a few minutes, we're 40 feet below the surface. Visibility improves, and you can see along the muddy bottom for about 15 feet. Back on the dock, biostation researcher Jim Kraft explains that this opportunity was made available at no cost to the station through a group of private sub-owners called Interspace Science, which connects people like Pronk with research organizations like the biostation.
A group of hobbyists, I guess you would call them, but they also like to incorporate science if they can. And they wanted to come to Flathead Lake, asked if we had any interest in utilizing their submarines. I was very excited to be able to do that.
The subs will explore a number of locations around the lake through Friday and will collect sediment and algae samples from depths over 100 feet, which is a rare opportunity for researchers.
Below where scuba divers can typically get to, which is about 100 feet. It takes specialty gases to start diving deeper than that, so they tend not to do it. The subs are able to get down to those depths and show us what's there.
Kraft says it's unclear what research could come out of those samples, but now that researchers are getting a glimpse of Flathead Lake's depths, they can begin formulating research questions that will be the basis of future studies. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio.
Two new fires on Lolo Pass are estimated to be within a mile of Lolo Hot Springs and 2 miles of the Lolo Pass Visitor Center. Both are small and being attacked by aircraft and ground crews, and the Lolo National Forest says no structures are threatened at this time. Both fires were started by lightning. The West Fork Lolo 2 fire is located 1 mile southwest of Lolo Hot Springs, half a mile west of Lee Creek Campground, which is now closed. That fire is estimated at 4 acres. The Wagon Mountain Fire is burning about 15 acres approximately 2 miles northeast of the Lolo Pass Visitor Center. Multiple aircraft responded immediately along with two engines, one 20-person hand crew from the nearby Bees Cove Fire, and one 10-person hand crew from the Nez Perce Clearwater National Forest. Another 20-person hand crew and an excavator arrived this morning, and more resources are arriving. Two large Type 1 helicopters are dropping water. The future of that fire could depend on the weekend weather, says Public Information Officer Katie Notek, which calls for thunderstorms and rain.
There's always a likelihood a fire is moving due to high wind, and if we get any rain, that will definitely moderate fire behavior, which would be a good thing.
The Lolo National Forest remains in very high fire danger. No evacuations are currently placed, and no structures are threatened, but the Lee Creek Campground is closed. Notek says any visitors to the area should be mindful of any smoke and report it. Over the weekend, firefighters responded to 4 additional wildfire starts on the Lolo National Forest. 3 were lightning caused, 1 was human caused. All of these fires were a quarter acre or less and were quickly controlled and contained. For more Montana news, visit our award-winning website at mtpr.org. I'm Cassidy Alexander, Montana Public Radio. A coroner has ruled a Montana woman died of complications from multiple gunshot wounds and classified the death as a homicide. KECI-TV reports a Washington state coroner made the ruling in the death of 52-year-old Julie Blanchard. She was one of 4 people shot in 2 separate attacks in Missoula March 14th. Officials say Blanchard died in June in a Washington state hospital while rehabilitating. Jonathan Birch has pleaded not guilty to homicide and attempted homicide and is awaiting trial. 2 weeks after the state health department removed 27 children from Ranch for Kids in Rexford due to allegations of physical and psychological abuse, the private therapeutic facility has officially appealed the suspension of its license. Aaron Bolton has more.
Staff and Ranch for Kids Executive Director Bill Sutley face allegations that kids at the facility in the small remote town of Rexford were spit on, body slammed, and were forced to take walks on remote roads for miles as punishment. Sutley told Montana Public Radio in a previous interview that kids would go on, quote, therapy walks, which could be up to 16 miles in the middle of the night as punishment for running away. He maintains that the practice wasn't abusive and says the children's basic needs were met. Sutley refutes other allegations that kids were physically or psychologically abused. The day after kids were removed from the facility, he said the ranch would appeal state health officials' decision to suspend its license. Montana Department of Health and Human Services spokesperson John Ebelt says the department officially received that appeal Tuesday.
The next step would be to respond to this written request and move forward with setting a hearing date. So that's really kind of where we're at.
The hearing and all documents related to the case are confidential. Ebelt was unable to say Tuesday whether the hearing date will be made public. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.